to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you amazing guests. Guests who have come over, overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. That address again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. Now, no one science or specialty or style has all the answers for bringing a person to optimal health. As breakthroughs in modern medicine continue to evolve rapidly and the benefits of alternative modalities are better understood, we're able to take our health and wellness to a whole new level. And today, folks, my guest is going to do just that for you. I really wish I had met this woman years ago. And today during the show, I'm going to tell you why. And the topic of our show today now is treating your skin from the inside out. And my guest today is Dr. Nadia Chaudhry. Dr. Nadia is a board certified in internal medicine and women's health who has been in private practice since 2000. She received her doctorate of medicine degree at UMDNJ in New Jersey. She subsequently completed her residency at Penn State Medical Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania in 1995. Her interest in laser and dermatology started with her wanting to find better solutions for the treatment of acne and acne scars. She has trained with world-renowned experts at some of the finest dermatology centers, both in the U.S. and internationally. Now, to learn more about my guest, I really encourage you to visit her website, hopemedicalspa.com. Dr. Nadia, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you for inviting me. Such a pleasure.
I'm so excited to have you here. I was starting to tell you just before we went on the show that I had an experience happen, and it just seems like every time I have a segment come up, I have some kind of a story to share that goes with it. So I'm kind of going to be your testimonial of what you're going to say today. But
okay.
I'm a very open book to my guests and my listeners. Let me put it that way. But before we get started, I want to share the call-in number with our listeners. Folks, today you have the opportunity to phone in and ask Dr. Nadia your questions. So the number to call is 800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Okay, let's get started, Dr. Nadia. Tell us, you know, how you integrate Western science and Eastern wisdom. How do you do that?
Oh, wow. There's so much to each one of these sciences that I was so unaware of as I started my journey. Initially, just the fact that I come from India, I have that background of Ayurvedic medicine and yoga, and so I've had some experiences of it as a child. And then over the years, though, I had, you know, trained in Western, in the Western world. I moved at 9 years old to London, and then subsequently, you know, during my college years, came to the United States and got my college education and then my medical education right here. So I've had a breadth of experience with different cultures, with different styles, with different, you know, modalities. And so I've been very open to,
yeah,
to because of my experiences, to all kinds of different styles of everything, whether it's food, whether it's culture, now medical, you know, it's definitely been a part of my journey, mm-hmm. and years of taking that path in a very interesting way. It's culminated to now me embracing within hope a true, what I say, an integrated process of the best of Eastern medicine and the best of Western, because I am an MD, I'm trained in that, I'm mm-hmm. a believer of that, but I think there's a lot of places where the Eastern science and our own bodies and how we work with them absolutely comes together for balance, for wellness, for, you know, a healthy, empowered, you know, body.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm really glad that that's who you are and what you're about, because I can tell you years ago, many of my listeners, you know this, I used to have Crohn's disease, and I was finding the doctors were just focusing on give her another drug and then a drug for a drug for a drug. They never looked at nutrition. They never looked at my mindset or, you know, my mental state. It was like just the physical drug, drug, drug. And it wasn't good. And then I myself started a journey of looking for what else was out there. And I was actually teaching my doctors about what Reiki was and how important our nutrition is and what was happening when I was doing regular exercise. So, you know, for me now, because of the changes that I made with the holistic healing, all the modalities out there, the Crohn's disease is completely gone in me. So, you know, I've now since met a lot of doctors like yourself, and I'm so grateful to what you're doing. So thank you on behalf of all those people that are going to find you, how you're going to help them.
Oh, absolutely. I think the body has such an amazing capacity for healing. It's a matter of us tapping into our own healing powers. Absolutely, using certain tools are very important to that process. But I think a predominant piece of this is the responsibility of your own lifestyle, is the nutrition, is your emotional well-being, which all impacts on your hormonal, on your physiological, on everything.
Everything,
doesn't
it?
It all comes together. You're energetic, you're psychological, you're the way you sleep, the way you eat, the way you interact in the world, all impacts on disease. And to me, disease is nothing more than dis-ease. And, and you know, the doctor cannot live that life for you.
No.
They can provide certain tools, they can give you guidance, but ultimately you take the onus and responsibility, and there's a lot we can do ourselves.
Exactly.
To support our own health, our own bodies, and since each of us are such individual beings, what works for one person isn't what's going to work for another person.
Exactly.
So you have to customize and individualize, and there's so much of this cookie-cutter knee-jerk response going on in medicine.
Yeah.
That it, you know, especially with the little amount allotted nowadays to interacting with your physician, that that they can only, unfortunately, prescribe medications, you know.
Yeah.
And that's very challenging, because we are so, it doesn't work. It doesn't.
No.
Because we're not really doing the diagnostic, taking a look at the individual milieu or the environment that's going on with the person, and it's an ongoing process to coming to health. And it's a very active process that really involves partnership with your patient, with the client, and really getting them piece by piece to get to learn their bodies.
Yeah, and that was important for me. Yeah, and that was very important for me as well to learn that. Now, let me ask you this. What sets your the Hope Medical Spa and Holistic Health Center apart from the other centers that treat the skin? What you do differently?
Oh, we do something very radically different.
I think listeners are kind of starting to hear that already, but, you know, share
with... I'm going to start with my own experience with acne and acne scars.
Yeah.
Had horrible cystic inflammatory acne in my 20s. I was going through residency, and I was working 120 hours a week. Talk about stress, you know. lot of other things that happened in my life that, you know, and now I was thrown into this environment where I wasn't able to take care of myself very well, wasn't sleeping much, wasn't eating much, was, you know, working crazy hours. And all that energy and all that abuse of my system had to go somewhere. To me, you know, that causes inflammation in the system when we're not taking care of ourselves. To me, everything is rooted in inflammation.
Right.
And so that energy had to go somewhere. And, of course, it erupted in my face.
Oh, in your face? Okay.
Absolutely horrible cystic inflammatory acne.
Okay.
And so it was very painful. It was disfiguring. I had marks. And, you know, it was very challenging for me to take care of patients and be out in such close quarters when I, you know, people even perceived me as having something they could catch or be infectious, because there's such a stigma around acne even as being dirty and, you know, all of that. So, and so I'd gone through the traditional routes of proactive and every product on the market and then antibiotics and then eventually to Accutane. And it was very challenging to be on Accutane, for example. I mean, there's a lot of side effects to all of these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it dries out your whole body. And, you know, you have to be careful. I just got married. And so intimacy even became an issue because I was afraid of getting pregnant. And it was a very hard process to go through.
Okay,
and it only really addressed one facet of the acne. It really didn't address making my skin truly healthier.
Yeah.
And there was still scarring there.
Oh, okay.
And it caused all kinds of systemic side effects to my system for a long time. We're talking 6 to 8, you know, months of my life, a couple of times over. And it's incredibly impeding.
Wow.
To everything else in my life. I mean, it was scary. It was really honestly scary to be on those kinds of medications.
Yeah. Can I get you just to hold that thought? We got to go to a commercial right now.
Okay.
Because we'll go to a quick commercial, and then when we come back, we'll talk more about that. Because you and I have a lot more than in common than you know there, girl. So, guys, you know, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my guest today is Dr. Nadia. And when we're going to take this quick break, and when we come back, we're going to share more about Dr. Nadia's journey, and I'm going to share, you know, how much this girl and I are alike. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today we have a very special guest. Her name is Dr. Nadia Chaudhry, and the topic is treating your skin from the inside out. Now, before the break, Dr. Nadia was sharing about her journey, her personal journey. So we want to go back to that, and then I want to share with you how close, you know, this girl and I are so similar. So, Nadia, once you go back to sharing, this is take it off where you had the acne on your face. And okay.
So, again, I've been through the traditional routes in medical care for my skin.
Yep.
And then, you know, realize all the psychological impact. You know, did you know that people who have any kind of skin condition, anything on their face, the amount of angst that people get, it's unbelievable what it does in terms of quality of life measures. Do you know someone who has cystic inflammatory acne or anything on their face that that is bothersome to them is more impactful in their life than the diagnosis of even cancer?
Yeah. Now,
so it's not something that, you know, people can see, but something that someone can see every day and people react to really impacts on their self-worth, on their confidence, in how they walk, in how they interact with the world at all, how they bring their energy or passion, which they can't do if they don't feel good about themselves.
And let me add into that, you were talking about your face. Now, my personal journey with acne, it started when I was 10 years old, and I had it pretty bad on my face, but really bad on my back. And so what you're saying about on your face, the doctors, they prescribed tetracycline for me, and it made me sick. And nobody talked about what I was eating through that whole time. They just kept giving me the drugs. And what I ended up doing that helped me was going to a spa, and they actually were doing facials for 3 hours every week, opening my pores. And now if you look at my face, you don't see like any scars. I have no acne at all, but from the inside out is what was the trick for it, you know, changing. So, but the, you know, the acne on my back, I can remember it turning into boils and, it was a mess.
Oh, yeah, it's so painful.
I totally relate to you, girl.
So that's not a great way to walk around in life, is it? You just cannot bring your beauty and passion to the surface until you're comfortable in your skin. So,
And so now you're helping people.
And I realized the impact of that, and I thought I would just be doing acne and acne scars. And so I started with just doing simple procedures because I knew I didn't want my patients on, coming from an internal medicine background, I didn't want them on chronic antibiotics. We know the impact of that in terms of what it does with antibiotic resistance and all the side effects. And it's not a permanent solution.
Yeah, that's
a temporary fix. We need to come up with something that's long-term, that respects and is in alignment with the body and you know, is gives you beautiful, healthy skin without damage in any way. So so I started doing interesting procedures, simple procedure, when microdermabrasion just came out. You talked about extractions and comedone, you know, those kinds of things, taking care of the root cause of the problem. So definitely microdermabrasions and peels and good skin care can do so much to that process.
Oh, yeah.
Above and beyond, you know. And if you get, it's been shown, a study out that showed that if you do that, put people on good topicals and cleansing and, you know,
yeah.
and then some mechanical as well as chemical exfoliation and
yeah.
some soothing, calming products and balance the skin as
yeah.
well as like putting a lot of harsh products on the skin,
yeah.
that you can get people off the antibiotics within the matter, and they are as effective as
mm-hmm.
the antibiotics. But because, again, that time is not there in a doctor's office, unfortunately, these days.
That's
they're
right.
still doing the same thing they were doing 20 years ago, which
yeah.
is antibiotics and retinoids and, you know,
yep.
topical, you know, a lot of caustic agents, unfortunately, without
yeah.
integrating with good skin care, that, mm-hmm. that, to me, is sort of the foundation
yeah.
on which you have to build. Otherwise, it's just you're not going to really serve the person in the long term. Yeah.
No. Now, can I ask you, let's talk about nutrition, mind, and spirit, and how it affects your health and skin. Because I know, you know, as I'm listening to you talk, and I know my story, nutrition was huge for me. Huge.
Oh, absolutely.
So can you
when people come in for a consultation with me,
yeah.
the consultation doesn't just involve, you know, an imaging of the skin to see what's going on the surface, below the surface, but then as we get into the conversations about options for treatment for patients, one of the biggest things that I first ask them is their lifestyle, is their
yes.
nutrition, is their sleep, is, you know, what they're using, you know, what is their process, what is their, you know, daily
yeah.
cleansing process, how do they feel about themselves? Because a lot of times when you fixate on certain things and
yeah.
you have a lot of stress, I get a lot of what I say pickers as well in my
okay.
practice, right? So
okay.
they're picking their face. They have, you know, such angst around. Even if they have minor acne, it doesn't look that bad. For
yeah.
them, it is just, again, it doesn't always equate the amount of physical symptoms that you have to the amount of angst like they can have. You know,
right.
you can have mild acne and yet have a person completely, you know, devastated by it. And you can have
mm-hmm.
somebody who has much more severe acne and they're not taking it as hard as certain people. So it
right.
really is a relationship with yourself and how you perceive yourself. And
mm-hmm.
and that's also very important to sort of get to the root of those kinds of issues. So then, you know, we're going to address all of it. Of course, I'm going to deal with their acne on a physical sense, and one of the things that we do is work with lasers and light sources
okay.
to actually take care of the root cause of the problem, which is shrinking those glands down to a more normal state to
mm-hmm.
improve the skin cell tissue turnover to so that we don't have, you know, the clogging of the pores, that we
yeah.
don't have the comedones that are causing that, that we don't have the bacteria environment, milieu that we call that, that is predisposing to cysts and pustules, as well
mm-hmm.
as then building and reducing inflammation, building collagen and
mm-hmm.
wonderful new tissue in there. So we're
mm-hmm.
even addressing the sun damage and
mm-hmm.
regeneration of the skin to a whole new, totally transformed, genetically transformed skin.
Sure.
So that you are now have healthy, beautiful skin that
okay.
is very easy to maintain.
So let me ask you this. Somebody comes into you and they tell you that their diet consists of fast food drive-thrus and lots of junk food and pop and alcohol and they smoke. What would you say to them?
Well, what I do is, no, honestly, I'm very blunt and I'm very
yeah.
upfront with people.
Yep.
Your body, your skin,
uh-huh.
you do not get to throw this at me and make it mine.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
only go so far with this.
Yeah.
I look at this as me doing 20% of the work.
Yes.
And you doing 80% of it.
Yes.
As magical as my systems are, as much as I can do through science,
uh-huh.
lot of that, in terms of why you ended up here
yeah.
to me in the first place is the choices you made.
Yeah, exactly.
Is your lifestyle. So
yeah.
if you are not willing to partner with me, truly co-create with me,
uh-huh.
this will not succeed to the level that it is possible. So if you are not willing to change your nutrition
yeah.
and really take onus and responsibility
uh-huh.
for your, quote, disease state, right?
Yeah.
There is no quick fix. Medicine tells you, medical science in the past has told you there's a quick fix for this. come in, I'll give you a medication, or I'll do the zapping treatment, or whatever it is, there's this magic pill here, and you don't have to do a thing.
Yeah, and that's what really amazes me anytime I meet somebody. You know, my first question is to them, well, how do you eat? And they're saying the drive-through, the fast food. And we talked briefly before we started on the show about what happened with me recently. Folks, I was down, I was on a TV show and did a radio show down in Philadelphia about a month ago now. And when I was down there, I had a delicious Philly steak and cheese. Now, it was my first and it will be my last because here's what happened. I am intolerant to gluten and I can't handle wheat. And because putting that in my body, it was really rejecting it and I started feeling very sick and headaches and my throat actually started closing up. And what was happening for me was the food I was putting in me was affecting me not only on the physical way of the headaches, my throat was actually closing up, but my back was covered. It wasn't acne, but these spots. And when I went to the doctor, she said, I don't know what this is, and try a drug. I said, no, I'm not doing drugs. That, you know, there's got to be an alternative way. So I did a detox, got it completely out of my system, and have not had any gluten at all. There's no spots on me, no problems at all. But that's how, you know, nutrition really can affect us. And a lot of people need to really be aware of that. And,
well, that's the thing. Right? You know, people are not in tune with their bodies. They're not even paying attention. They're inhaling their food.
Yes.
And so they really just, I mean, there is, you know, in Europe they spend, you know, in Asia, two and a half hours on eating and digesting. Yeah. And here we supersize things. We do fast foods. There's really not the sacred respect for our bodies as a miracle, as a vehicle that we are working through. All day, every day, and we sit there, and it's amazing to me that our body doesn't actually fall apart sooner with all the abuses that we do in our lifestyles. American lifestyles are not conducive to health. They do not respect the body.
Well,
it's all about whipping and competition, and we're just going so fast, and that includes the very basics of just sitting down and enjoying a meal is not done.
Natty, we got to go to another break, my dear. Hold that thought. Folks, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. When we come back, Dr. Natty is going to share some more with you. Now, as a reminder, you can call in today, and you can ask Dr. Natty your questions. So the number to call, folks, is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. And again, folks, remember my website is AskSueLondon.com. And be sure when you're at the site to pick up a copy of my life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Your Life. Folks, stay tuned and we're going to be right back.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Global
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Dr. Nadia here today, and we're talking about treating your skin from the inside out. Before the break, we were talking about so much, oh my gosh, and folks, I got to tell you, during the break, we were really having a good conversation with our producer about weight and that, and I think, you know what, Dr. Nadia, I think this is a good time to bring up weight. What do you say? We'll talk about what we feed our body and the weight issues.
Yeah, I mean,
continue our conversation we were having with on the break. How's that?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people.
And I just want to say that I am listening intently.
A lot of people, quote, want to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
Well, that has to shift. That whole wanting to lose weight. First and foremost, people have to stop judging their bodies for what they are.
Sure.
So when you say you want to lose weight, first you're in judgment of, there is something wrong with me. That I don't like my body the way I am, and the losing weight is a very disempowering way to look at this whole process. I feel like Jenny Craig's and all of this, all the diets and stuff out there fail because of that whole basic perceptual paradigm that has to shift, because when you go into losing weight, it's just still a whipping process. Does that make sense?
And don't you find a lot of those diets, people put weight back on?
Absolutely, because you're not looking at the psychological and your relationship with your body.
Right.
So what would you primarily suggest? First has to shift is, I love myself as I am.
Okay.
I love my body. I understand the miracle that is. I choose to partner with it from here on out. I choose us. And therefore, when you really understand and this is your body and your responsibility, and right now I want to take better care of myself, my body, and invest in my health now and from here on forward.
So
then you start to make different, smarter choices in terms of what you put in your body. So once you have to say, I love me. I really, truly, you know, I adore who I am. I love my life. I want it to be full, healthy, vital, energetic. And in order to do so, I, you know, it requires me to take care of me, for me to put, you know, some of the mirror back to me.
Right.
Not just taking care of others, but to take care of self first, be the inspiration for, and then just gradually and slowly, mindfully, step by step, not just say I want to lose 20 pounds. However, the difference is maybe tomorrow I'm going to, instead of going for that soda can, I'm going to, you know, drink a little bit more water with some lemon in it, you know, and you slowly start to make one change at a time, just because that, you know, without
and
saying you want to lose weight. It could be, or,
you know, one of the things that, like, I know for me, I was a bad eater. I would eat a lot of junk food. And that was way in my past years ago. And I think I was doing it because I truly didn't love myself. I can tell you now. And one of the things that I did to respect and honor myself was I had to start loving myself. And one of the things that I did was an exercise that I got in front of our mirror. It was so hard for me to do, but I had to get in front of the mirror and I had to tell myself I loved myself and I was a good person, because I truly didn't feel I was worthy of being that good shape. And now I can get in front of that mirror and I don't stop, and my kids just roll their eyes and think I'm crazy. But that's one of the, that's the first step I had to do, and now I make healthy choices all of the time.
Absolutely.
You know?
And that's
so,
really is, it's a whole mind shift that has to happen. So it's not about losing weight. It's really about honoring oneself and then making healthy, smart choices and not beating yourself up if you do, you know.
Exactly.
Indulge one day, it's like, it's okay. You kind of see, that doesn't feel good anymore. And then you start making these simple steps. It's nothing magnanimous. We make these huge resolutions and we shoot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, so
little by little. There's a wonderful book out there by Kathy Preston called Quantum Wellness. You've probably heard of it. And it talks about this, baby stepping yourself through it. Be gentle, be kind with yourself, be patient with yourself. You know, these things didn't happen overnight, and you know, it's baby stepping, and it will happen. But if you do it in kindness, what happens is the stress diffuses. The pressure diffuses, and we know just from a physiological medical standpoint, if you're less stressed, you have less tendency to collect in that abdomen. So a lot of that is based on your perception, your stress that's created on that perception, how you sleep as well has a big piece of this as well. So you still need to start looking at some of these other lifestyle things that is creating this angst and this pressure, and within yourself, absolutely, you know, does, is actually counterproductive. This
okay,
is
so
not a competition.
Let me,
this is not, you know.
Okay, so let me bring Chris back on the show. Chris, you're there, aren't you? You're listening right now. Chris, our producer, folks.
Hold on one second. I was on the phone, actually. Hello,
I'm
there, Sue.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. What do you want to add to that, what she's saying? Because I know this was about, you know, your conversation that, you know, you've been dealing with not being able to lose weight. What, you know, does that help you with those little steps?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, you know, pertaining to our off-air conversation, you know, my father may be listening to the radio, but he knows he knows about this, where basically I've got that rebelling thing built into me. And I guess that goes for many children with their parents. And he's always been harping on me, Chris, you need to lose weight, you need to lose weight. And I almost think that that's one of the roadblocks, is that because I hear my father saying it, I deep down want to rebel against it. So.
Yeah, but what you have to just basically come into is that
right.
for me now. I own my body.
Absolutely.
I'm responsible for myself, and it's time for me to love myself in a different way. It's time for me to invest in my future, in my health, and only I can do that. And, you know, it's, and if you start making those baby steps, you'll see for yourself as your energy goes up, as you feel, you know, lighter, as your clarity, even your thinking improves, as, you know, sleep improves. There's just all kinds of things that happen actually quite quickly as you start making those simple changes in your body. And it will naturally then, you know, give you more energy to go to the next step. And have fun with things like, I don't like the word exercise, it's just getting your body moving again, and just having, say, doing Zumba or playing with my dog or with your kids or whatever it is that that is fun that you can integrate. Do it with a friend. I mean, there's so many wonderful things. Yoga, of course, is a wonderful way to get the mind, body, and spirit all together. I mean, just find for yourself what works for you individually that you can integrate in like 10, 15 minute spaces. And one of the things I do in the morning, for example, is holding my heart and connecting in to the lower aspect where all the angst and everything is, the lower chakras, and just bringing some love, bringing some breath, bringing some just trusting our inner guidance as well in terms of what choices make sense for us. You know, telling our bodies that we love them and, you know, work with me. I actually have conversations with my body all the time. And we crack each other up, you know. It tells me. And then nowadays, it speaks a lot louder. If I don't do, because I've become so much clearer and as I've gone on my transformational journey, it lets me know if I'm doing something that is abusing it. It's like, I don't think so.
And you get to find, too, that you actually can't handle the foods after a while.
Absolutely. Your body actually, as you start working with it, as opposed to disconnecting from it, it speaks quite clearly, quite loudly. You just have to listen to it. And then you can have fun with it, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in rabbit food. I love food. I have such a great relationship with food now, you know. And, it's just, you know, I enjoy eating. I'm eating throughout the day, but I'm eating mindfully and in small amounts so it doesn't weigh me down. It nourishes, energizes, it nurtures, and yet at the same time, I'm having a great gustatorial experience. I mean, I love to eat. I mean, I want texture. I want, you know, color. I want to, you know, everything
so,
sushi,
so
too, you
Chris,
know, whatever.
Are you Chris, are you feeling smaller now as we're talking to you?
Yes, I'm already, the pounds are literally coming off, but I do have to add something quickly before the break, is that you brought up... You brought up children, and my son has just turned, well, he'll be turning 14 months old at the end of this month. He officially, this week, learned how to walk. I mean, he was just taking steps before.
Oh, how cute.
Now, to add on,
Luck, Daddy.
I'm chasing him all over the place.
And, there you go.
And I think...
I used to do lunges with my kids. You know, every morning, our routine was to put the music on and dance together.
That's how
we started every day. Music has been to me, that is something that nurtures. That's the food for the soul. So music is great for your soul, for your spirit, and it's a great way to dance with the kids. I mean, what better way than that to start your day? And it just, I mean, it's amazing what it does for your relationship with your son, what, you know, how it sets the precedence for your day, creates all kinds of happiness and joy, and you exercise, and while you're playing with your kids and dancing, you know, that's what I did. I had 3 kids back to back. I mean, it wasn't like I was going to the gym and doing yoga. I mean, you had to integrate that into your lifestyle, and you know, so I just found all kinds of fun ways to do that and create memories at the same time. So it doesn't have to be difficult whatsoever. I think it can be quite fun.
Good. Now, Chris, did you want to add anything before we go to the break?
No, I think that you pretty much hit everything right on the head. And as you said before, you know, a lot of it is, you know, in your head, too. And I'm already feeling smaller as we speak.
Oh, good. Anytime you need a little butt kicking, you just call on me, my friend, okay?
Absolutely, Sue.
Because I love you.
Ditto.
Okay. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we're going to share some more to inspire you to create the life you desire. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Gloria Messenger. Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City. SolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
The world one listener at a time.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Before we go and I start asking some more questions to you, Dr. Nadia, can you tell everybody your website again so they know how to connect with you?
Yes, it's hopemedicalspa.com.
Okay. Perfect.
Dr. Nadia Chaudhry.
Okay.
And you can always call our office as well.
Perfect. And you're in Pennsylvania, yes?
No, actually I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, you're in New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, and it's 856-988-8230.
Okay. Now, what part of New Jersey are you in?
Right near Cherry Hill, basically.
Cherry Hill?
Yeah, right.
Okay. I was just in your area not too long ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, what I want to do is we talked about foods and, you know, helping our producer with his weight loss journey. What I want to have you share with the listeners now is some tips that when we head to the grocery store, what foods should we have on our list?
Whole foods.
Whole foods?
That's the main
okay.
thing. Do you want to go on, like they say, on the perimeter of
okay.
the grocery store? That's where the healthy foods are. Definitely as much variety as you can in terms of fruits and vegetables. Okay. You can't go wrong with that. Uh-huh. And you want to make sure when you're cooking those kinds of things not to overcook these. So everything. I mean, to me, all, you know, fruits and vegetables are great. But obviously things like, you know, beets, which have a lot of papayas, you know, berries, things of that nature, absolutely are going to give you a much more of an antioxidant and, nutrient-rich processes. But it's all good. I mean, even things like sweet potatoes, for example, you don't want to take the skin off of that, you know, scrub it off. And, you know, it's because a lot of that sits in the skin as well. So like a piece of like tomatoes and things of the grape. Okay. So you want to leave the skin on again. There's greens, you know, shards and broccoli and spinach. I mean, there's such a variety these days. All fresh fruits. And you definitely want to do that. You know, and then as far as, you know, protein and things goes, you know, things, obviously fish, salmon, absolutely is going to give you, again, a lot of those omega fatty acids. So you want try to do that a couple of times a week if you can. You know, when it comes to chicken, you know, stick to more of the breast meats, you know, lean meats without the you know, the skin on those. And, you know, there's all kinds of different marinades and things that you can use. Stay away from the creamy stuff versus, you know, there's so many different spices and throw in, you know, vinaigrettes and, you know, you know, vegetables and things on it, you know, to spice up, lots of garlic, you know, gingers, you know, use those kinds of fresh herbs, you know, really gives it such flavor that you, you know, that you, and olive oil, obviously, you know, things of that nature is the monounsaturated oils, you know, canola oils, better for your system than you know, cooking with butter type things, you know.
So do you feel, is it better to eat things like raw, or would it be better to like steam them, or like if you had a choice, would there be a difference that you would choose, or like nutrients?
Well, again, you don't want to overcook it. It's great if you can have a mixture of it and eat things like red and green peppers and dip them in a little bit of hummus and things like that, and carrots and you know, celery and cucumbers and all of that. So we do try to, in our family, keep a variety of those on the table and some things cut up so that my kids, you know, they're teenagers, and you know how teenagers eat, right? And so if I have those out for them, then they're more likely to grab those versus going for the chips and, you know, going for the subs and whatever else.
It is so true, because in our house, I won't buy chips and stuff like that. And when all our kids are home on the weekend, and I have a five-year-old grandson, and he wants to have the broccoli with hummus. He doesn't want the chips and that kind of stuff. He wants that. But that's how I've raised my kids. We eat healthy and put that stuff out. And what I do is I cut it up in advance so that they can easily grab it. So it's like,
Absolutely. So if you stock your fridge with already pre-cut things, you'll more likely make it easy for yourself.
Yeah, it's true.
And that way you're not going to go for those fast food types of things. Because I know when I come home, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, you know, and I'll sometimes grab whatever's in my face. So if on the weekends when I have more time that I can prepare things, put them in the fridge, already pre-cut, whatever it is, so that When I open the fridge, I have something healthy in front of me. So yesterday, for example, there was bruschetta thing there, and I took out, you know.
Oh, that's good, too, isn't it?
You know, and I just threw that on some, you know, whole grains and things like that. So even though I was too tired to cook, I did that, and we had fresh peaches and things like that, and I ate that. And, you know, I didn't go for the chocolate cake that was sitting on the counter. You know, no, it was on the counter, but you think there was other things out there that I could very easily have grabbed. Had I not had that in front of me.
It's so true. Absolutely.
You know, and then you can't see straight. And sometimes I get so busy at work that, you know, I'm starving by the end of the day. Even though I do try to eat continuously throughout the day, I have a voracious appetite. And, and you know, I like to eat. So, you know.
It's so true. Now, we've only got like 2 minutes left here. I wanted just to maybe just one point for each. Is there, when it comes to nutrition treatment for people in the 20s and 30s, is there something they need to consider? And keep in mind, you've got like 1 minute, you've got 30 seconds now to answer this, and then I want to touch on, you know, for folks in their 40s and 50s. Can you do that in 30 seconds with each? No pressure.
Well, it's really talking about a variety of foods. Okay. And not you know, staying away from the fast foods, really being conscious about you know, the kind of foods that you're eating. And so I think just simply digesting your food
eating slow.
And, you know, if you're going to fast foods, go to things like Subway and go with the whole grains and the, you know, more of the vegetable-based things. Because we do eat on the go and stuff. So I know people are busy and all of that. And really starting to, it's also some good healthy habits. Only at a game, you can get away with it when you're younger, but really start working on, you know.
Okay, good. You know what? We're out of time, my friend. One more time, can you share your website address with everyone?
Okay. We'll have to get it's hopemedicalspa.com, www.hopemedicalspa.com. Dr. Nadia Chaudhry, and it's about being, our tagline is be hopeful, be helpful, be beautiful.
Perfect. We could have talked with Nadia for hours, folks. The shows, they go so fast. Nadia, I've really enjoyed having you on here today, and thanks for sharing all your knowledge with us and for all the great work you're doing. Keep up the good work you're doing, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you now, for having me on the show.
Okay. Folks, I've personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive and heal and move forward, but I soared above it all to create a wonderful new life that I desired. Now, I've taken all my past challenges and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others create the life that they desire through my radio show, speaking events, coaching, and my books. And folks, I want you to know that I am here to help you get there also. I want to invite you to visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and learn more how I can help you. And now, as a motivational speaker, I'm also available to come to your area to inspire your group. So connect with me through my website at AskSueLondon.com. Now, when you're at my website, I really encourage you to check out my calendar. I have got lots of media interviews coming up for myself, lots of public appearances and presentations that I know you can be a part of and that you'll enjoy. So again, the website is AskSueLondon.com, and you go to the calendar and there you'll see the details. Now, on this Saturday, I'm going to be on an internet TV show that I taped when I was down in Philadelphia, actually in June, and the show is called Money Chat Today. So to see that show, if you go to moneychattoday.com, there you'll see the show on Saturday. I want to thank you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio, and I want to thank my very special guest today, Dr. Nadia Chaudhry, for being with us. I encourage you to join us every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on the show, we have Dr. Rob Melillo, and the topic is reconnecting kids, helping your child achieve physical, emotional, and mental health. On behalf of my guest, Dr. Nadia Chaudhry, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.